Hey Allah from Sivos, your test year 8 of Shimim Beis, May 12, 1982, on Wednesday.
Itma Rafiya Barabah Barashi Omarav, Halokhi Kirabis, Irafonim Barobi Omarav, Birashi Omarav. So Rashi explains it that Birashi Omarav is so hach to Rabih in the new Itzir Shoriz. We only show short to the hacker, wrong hat. Our deal is three women. So far, the more assume that the Mishnah has reference to the case where there was only one woman. That when Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri said, so it means with one woman, so it's not a likuno. So Rakhon Barobe says, why was Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri matir in the case in the Mishnah with one rov? That was Yerusha, a special kula in that particular situation. But generally, so she's only mutar for Yosef Likune if there are two rovs. Most of Rabbi Yechon. Because all the Daitor of Mishimri were here credited, actually. So now Gemara is assuming that the Mishneh, in the case of the Mishneh, Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri required only one rov. And Rav says, Rav Chiya Barashe, in the name of Rav, says, Alochit Rabbi, see, so that means that we daybreak, in general, only one rov is enough, according to Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. And Rakon Barove, he says, no, they Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri was naked in the case of one rov, because of his special Hirasho, but otherwise we require two rov. So that's according to Rav Chonon Barov, but according to Rav Chiya Barashe or Barav, so in the day rings we only require one rov. So that's the Gemara's kash. Mosi Rav Yirmiye, Uyuchshu Rebin and Chayrute, according to Rav Chiya Barashe or Barav. So in the day rings we do not require, even the Gabi Yossi, in order to be Mrs. Likune, two rovs, one rov is enough. But now, Motzavotiyei Kmushler, that's a Mishnei Machshir. He found one. We have a found. A baby was found in the street, in the city. We don't know the identity of the baby, whether it is in Israel or in Akron. If most of the residents in the city are in Yichovim, so we have to treat the baby as a Yichovim. Imre Yisrael, most of the residents in the city are Jews, so we have to treat the baby like a Jew then. Imre Yisrael. Merchal, suppose it's second hair, so Yisrael, so Lechumre, we have to treat the baby as a Yisrael, Lechumre. The Omarav, lo yishon el lach yisei, that when do we say that Rav Yisrael is Yisrael we got the Achiz? Basically, it's a very far thing. We should be here or here or here more. Avon Yuchsin Lohi. Now, how does Rashi explain that? Avon Yuchsin Lohi, the Invasi, Asur on Kehle. But you reckon in Mechaz Mishma Asur. Kim Hanu Adam Rinam, the Asur on Yuchsin. Mishnu Kav Mor, Tome Piske, Tome Kameh. Miyo Chalshin on Shere Basi Nishchobni. Umandoma, Vieres, Tume Mikune, אַפ מוקטן איז דאָ אַזוי ווי קיי אין די קיי רוב דעם יוכס. We have to know the more in dushi, we got the shtuke da shtuke. Now, shtuke da shtuke, a sobit mabbe. Shtuke means we know who the mother is, but we don't know who the father is. So the law means, that's the way you pass, like at the show, like from Mamliya, that she, like at the show, you can read the shtuke bluke, she will kill a sinne, and the mother is the man. Now, if the mother says, the father is this person and he's a kosher, so the male is good along with the call. But suppose the mother doesn't say who the father is, or the mother herself says she doesn't know who the father is, so then he's also along with the call. Why? Because of the Sophic mom. Now, Sophic mom says, the rabbi says, good along with the call. Because we only mamza the kalashem, mamza vada with the yomi, or mamza Sophic is yomi. But with the rabbanon, it's my loss of yomi. So that was not more. So with even with Abu Yomi, because usually the expression "Mayos Yuchsin" is reference to Kuhuni. Here it's not a question of Kahuna, it's a question of being Bodikor. Being Bodikor. But here the Gemara itself uses the expression my was on this. Even we got the Bodikor. Even that will call. So even though it's a Sufik Mamzer, and the rice is put on the call, but in the Chachonim, in the Rabbonim is on. That's stupid. Then we have a Sufi. A Sufi means the founder. If baby was found in the street, we don't know. We don't know who the father is. We don't know who the mother is. We don't know anything. So a Sufi is also on the call. And the Gemara in Mishnah says that in the rice, a Sufi is also put on the call. Is also with all the recall for the same reason. Oh. We find the baby in the street. So that means that the one, the mother of that baby, so threw him away, out of shame. She was embarrassed, so she threw him away. So who threw him away? Is it a married woman that threw him away, or it's New York? So who gave birth to a child out of wedlock in New York? So she had of shame. So she threw him in the street. She dropped him in the street. Now, so we have to say that on the basis. So the Gemara says like this: Vartei or asuke kosh, asuke kosh. My time is she be violated. In other words, it's unlikely that a married woman who conceived to a daughter from another man, not from the husband, so she threw away the baby. Why? Because she's always able to protect herself. How will anybody be able to find out that she conceived from another husband? She regularly lives with her husband. So maybe she'll be able to say that she conceived from the husband, that's all. The Gemara has to say, so the Gemara in Sinta says, even if she's a notorious putze, the married woman, she gives birth to a child, so we have to assume that she would conceive through the husband. So she has no reason as to why she should throw away the baby out of shame, because she can protect herself by saying, reviolative, is she reviolative? Malike, what? Suppose she's an abuse. Zman Chazal, today there is no such thing as an abuse. But Zman Chazal, there was such a thing as an abuse, and abuse does not live with the husband. So Mele may be an abuse. So drop the baby because she will not be able to protect herself. So out of shame, so in order to avoid the stigma and the embarrassment, so she threw away, well, that's immune. So Malike, so in other words, that the Nishishish, a real Nishishish, who was a Nisue and married and lived with the husband, that she should drop the baby, that's highly unusual. But, so the usual thing is a Knuye, so out of shame. Now it's a Knuye, so it's a Kosher, but there is also a possibility it's an Ahusidim. Or sometimes there is a Nisue, a married woman, whose husband went for the Dina Sayyam, so maybe she will not be able to be tailored in the Baal, because everybody knows she couldn't have conceived from the Baal. So that's only a mute. But usually it's a cure. So my time, is she reviolated? My mute Abu says, Umiyut Shahola Balayam Dina Sayyam, and then there's another possibility. Maybe it's a child that was conceived in wedlock, not even a Knuye, a married woman that conceived from the husband. So why would she drop him? Because of poverty. That is also possible. She doesn't want to be overtaken by the burden of raising a child in poverty. So the Mele, at most, it could be powder power. Most of the time, it's not even powder power. So, because it's more likely that it's a fluid. But at most, and so it could be powerful power. So even if it is powerful power, so Midrash said, a subject mamzer is mutalori because have a powerful power. But they were wrong. We love mamzer because of Hashem. Mamzer bada udo yobe, or mamzer subject yobe, because bada udo yobe, or because subject yobe. In other words, we have two zerasakos. One zerasakos is we love mamzer because of Hashem, mamzer bada udo. But mamzer subject is your name with your father. Not like Sveike Likule, according to the Rambam Shite, or Sveike Rabban Likule. There it's not with your father, it doesn't have to be a Heshi. Here, with your father. In other words, even though Rav Ishmael is guided that he is a Mamzea, he has no other. Because if only Mamza Bada is also what we call. If Mamza Sofi is not also what we call. That's one just a person. Then the Allah is Midraisel, the Sophic Mamzer can marry Bas Israel, and the Sophic Mamzer can marry a Bada Mamzer. Why? Because just as we have in Jerusalem, we have a Mamzer to call Hashem, Mamzer Bada in the Yom, for Sophic Mamzer Yove, so we have in Jerusalem, we have a Mamzer to call Hashem, so we call Bada in the Yom, we have a Hope we call Sophic Yove. So the Mele, a Mamzer, Vadai, can marry a Sophic Mamzer, Midrash, can marry a Sophic Mamzer. But he's a Mamzer Vadai, and the woman is a Sophic Mamzer. So maybe she's a Cheiro. So then you'll be either a Nisea, so a Mamzer will be Bobby Kalashem, but as long as to us, it is a Sophie, so it's a Sophie call Hashem. So before Vada Yudol Yobe, Hope you call Sophie Yobe. So because of the Yerushakos of Mamza Vada Yudol Yobe, because Sophie, but Mamza Sophie is Yobe, so Sophie Mamza can marry Basis Oil Cheo. Because of the Yerushakos of the Vada call Yudol Yobe, but the Sophie call is Yobe, so that means that the Mamza Vada is allowed to marry a Sophic Mamzer. So, and the Sophic Mamzer can marry a Bas Yisrael, and he can marry a Mamzer as well. Both. A Bas Yisrael can marry a Sophic Mamzer because Mamzer Sophic is Yod. And the Mamzer, a Sophic Mamzer can marry because Kol Sophic Yod. That's in the right. So, what is it? Doesn't make any difference. So, Mamza Bada Udo Yobe, or Mamza Sophic Yobe, because Bada Udo Yobe, or because Sophic Yobe. That's in the right. Umata Momu Asuke Poso. So, you know that first session in Zaki Zinobi, but then you know the future. And Umay was a Yobe. So, that's the Maskana Gimor. It's a special drama. And the same thing with the Mora Sensor Dabishu. My time of age, children, he's still, the blood is still muta, with the eyes of the body called. Because Mamza Sophic is muta. Umata Momu, Stute Possible, say again. At first, the Gemara says, Zeroshen Yisach is in Obi. So the Gemara refuted, and then the Gemara again says, Elamai was of yours. Elamai was of yours. So the Melee. So Asuke is also a lot of the call. Asuke. Midrabotti. Midrais is muta because he's Sophic Mamza is also muta. So then, the Braise says, Omar, the Gemara says, Omar, the Baragune, Motomo, Ebe Mishma Sufe, Mishle Tehav Naye, Ebe Mishma Sufe, Ebe Mishma Sufe, Shayot Mishre, Malakuchle, Romechumle, Tole Pitske, Tole Kanoye, Ebe Mishma Sufe, Tome Vitikle, Imatule Chale, Ebe Mishma Sufe, Imlav, Ebe Mishma Sufe. So in many situations where Nasufe is Mutalovitko, many situations, Let's say, if we find that the child is already in Himmel, so he's put already in coma. So the question is, why is he put already in coma? And Mamsel is also already in coma. One of Shachim Chachomi Masar is something Mamsel already in coma. So what significance is the fact that he's in male? The answer is, since he was in male, so we see that the Hellenes had an interest in him. They didn't want to abandon him completely, I mean, to like heaven. The fact that they made sure that he should be human. Or if he was a monster, his body. So that means that the mother liked him. So the mother liked him. She cared for him. She was in Sheyach and she anointed his body. Or if on his neck there is a kamea, the child, I mean, why did she put the kamea on his neck? Because she liked the child. It's not that she didn't care for the child. She didn't care for the child. So Rashi says, in the Mishma Sufe, the apostle who will have a misaknere, who will be died to Rashiche, Elo Machmas Rivov in Mishma. I mean, it sounds strange on the surface. I mean, the fact that she anointed him and that he wore him on the Sukkot, he was bandaged, in other words, so shows that the mother cared for him. So that's the Rai is not impossible. Because if the child had been a mamzer, then the mother would not have cared for him. I mean, superficially, it's even shocking. I mean, is that a halacha? I mean, and if the child is a mamzer, so she's not required to give a wife? I mean, like they say, a mamzer is excluded from the mitzvah of the Heochichonimo. So how did the Gemara say, if we see that the mother cared for him, she didn't want him, you know, to be run over. In other words, and if he was left on a tree, on a palm tree, so if it is a place where a wild animal is accessible, so then he is also allowed to become. But if there is no chaya accessible, so then again it's a chaya, the fact that the mother left him on a palm tree, that he saved him, shows that she cared for him. So it's a chaya that he's not a mamzer, because had he been a mamzer, so she wouldn't have worried about him. I mean, why? If he's a mamzer, so he's not the chuyeh. Mamzer tam tochen, he didn't make him go to Amoretz, all right? So if he's tam tochen, as he didn't dim it before he can go to Amoretz. But if the mamzer is an Amoretz himself, all right, he doesn't have a dim it before he can go to Amoretz. But we are the chuyeh, like Yitzhi, I mean, by mamzer, we are the chuyeh in all the obligations of Ave and Achve, that is due to a kosher, I mean, there's no difference. So how does Gemara say such a thing? But the pshat is very simple. Pshat is, you see in the newspapers, you see many times, I mean, it should not happen, but that shows human corruption. So I read in the newspaper that a baby, a newly born baby, was found in the incinerator. In the similar on the college campus, the University of Indiana, in Berkeley, I read the newspaper. I mean, how is it possible that mothers should be so barbaric? I mean, fortunately, I mean, so the baby was alive, I mean, you know, because it's an incinerator where the fire is put out, you know, only a certain time in the day or a certain time in the night. So he was found alive. So how is it conceivable, I mean, that mother should be, I mean, such a barbarian? There is no caution. There is no caution. So, in other words, the fact is, in other words, if the mother who dropped him away had been a humane mother, then she never would agree to do a thing like that. To drop him and abandon him and somebody else, society, the state should take care of him. What does it show? That mother, either she is not normal, I mean, and she's not responsible for her acts, so she can do anything, or she's not humane, she has no spark of humanity, and suppose he is apostle, so let her sustain the shame. Let her, if she had been humane, let her sustain the shame, all right? So, if she had been motivated by humane ideas, by humane norms, so it goes without saying that the mother who threw away a baby is natural. Is a vicious woman. Is a selfish woman. Even if she had been impossible, if she had been humane, she would be ready to disadvantage herself and to sustain all the shame. So he chose that she is not humane. And if she is not humane, so in many ways, once we take it for granted, we come to the conclusion that she is very selfish without any sense of responsibility for other human beings, not even for her own child whom she brought into this world. So the psychology of the vicious woman is that if the woman is a nice woman, so then of course it wouldn't be a riot. But this woman is certainly not a nice woman, not an ethical woman. If she had been an ethical woman, she wouldn't do it. She should be afraid maybe something will happen to the child. So Mayor, if we see that the mother drafted near a synagogue, that's also one of the cases where he's put along the court. So that's why they chose that she has some love for him. How could a vicious woman have love for a child if she considers that the child is a mother? So even if she is a Knuli, if she did throw away the child, and under circumstances the child, in all probability, would be picked up by someone who would take care of him, so that shows that the mother cared for him. If the mother cared for him, so it's a riot that is not a mamzer. Because had it been a mamzer, and the mother not being an ethical person, wouldn't have cared for him. And this is not strange at all. Anyway, so that's the other. So an asufim is also already before. However, if the asufim is money that the mother loved the child, cared for him, put the tamele, or the child was nimel, or he was blamed near the bisakneses, I don't know whether you know, but Reb Chaim in Greece, so he raised many illegitimate children, because everybody knew that the Greek Gaon had great compassion for unfortunate children. So one girl, one Jewish girl from a neighboring town who gave birth to an illegitimate child, out of their love. So she didn't want to raise a child. So she went to Greece and dropped the child here at Reb Chaim. And every week, so it happened that when my grandmother got up, when she opened the door, so she found the child near the door. It was known all over Poland and Lithuania that Chaim the Brisk Gaon has compassion for unfortunate children. So Reb Chaim raised hundreds of children. Now, but even these mothers, they were not wonderful people. If they had been ethical girls, they wouldn't do such a thing. They wouldn't throw the burden upon Reb Chaim just because Reb Chaim was disinterested himself for every unfortunate child. It shows that they were vicious people, that selfish people. When somebody becomes selfish and is nothing to do us, so then they become, inhuman. Inhuman. So that's the right. In other words, now, the one who dropped the child is certainly not an ethical person. An ethical person wouldn't drop the child. So he's a mamzer. So what? So it's the burden of the mother to raise the child. It's the fault of the mother that the child is a mamzer. So the male is the burden of the mother to raise the child. So the mother, obviously, is not a nice person. Not a nice person. So that's the psychology of an unethical person. An unethical person who does something wrong, so unconsciously she hates herself for doing it, and that self-hatred is transferred to the child in order to compensate for the unconscious guilt feeling. So the male is transferred, so that hatred, the self-hatred, that basically revolves around herself, He swims with the child. Swim the child. So in many ways, such a person, such a mother, if she had known that he is a mamzer, he wouldn't even care. The fact that she cared and she drafted him this message in that country that he saved, and she went all the way, I mean, to fight for the place, shows that the mother did not consider the child the apostle. Because if the mother had considered the child the apostle, so then it wouldn't have dropped. It wouldn't have dropped. Now you ask the pastor, how is it? So it's because the child was a kosher. So why is it dropping? Out of poverty. Out of poverty, out of misery. Didn't want to have the burden of raising the child in poverty. So this is what Rashi says. This is how Rashi explains the body. Now Rashi here says, Yom Ravui Shomer Lachis, Avul Yuchs Loi, but Yuchsim, Din Basi Asorite, Vatu Letole Hashish Masute, Kidin Hanel Damu Baso Yuchs, Misha Tahadom, Misha from the Bok, in other words, the child was found bending. So we see, why did the mother do it? In order to maintain the volume of the child in good shape. And today, every baby is born in a hospital with doctor is there. But Zman Chazal, so there is no such practice, I mean, of being born in a hospital. So when the mother gave birth to the child, she gave birth in a home. So in other words, the mother had to do all the things that the doctor does, that the nurse does today. So in order to maintain the volume in proper shape, so there shouldn't be any problem, so they used to bandage the involved. Now, if the child was found bandaged, with all the involved bandage, what did it show? It shows that the mother really cared for him, the way a mother naturally cares for a child. So it's a raya that he is not a mamzer. Because having the mamzer, so such an unethical woman, such an irresponsible woman, would not have liked the child. Of course, if she is a bastor, so don't think wouldn't have happened to her. So she's certainly not a bastor, not only she's not a bastor, she's not even humane. So once we come to the conclusion that the mother is not humane, because if she had been humane, sometimes a person might be immoral, might be ethical. You know, the Mahavira, if she had been such a mother, she wouldn't have a family. She's immoral, right? But she has to tell the child. So that shows that not only she was a putze, she was immoral, she was inhumane. So mainly, an inhuman person wouldn't like a child that he or she considers as a person. A nice person, of course, would give all the law in the world. So that's the right. So we should adorn it on the piece, on the camellia, the camellia in the child, mute some melee. So as far as being mother because concerns, there is no problem. Because since there was a camellia in the neck of the child, so then he's not to be considered as a subject man. As a subject man. Mew Hashinon. Like, even though it's Reb Israel, but we are still in that use, we are afraid. Shemo Basi Vichichovim. In other words, maybe this family was given birth by Noches, a boy. So maybe the child, I mean, this little girl is a Noches. She's a Shulikune. And if we feel being, we guide her. So in the Eres, he's still a Shulikune. So maybe Uman Doma, because Rashi says, Uman Doma here is to come at the time, because there is Machlevi with Rashim Yehoi and Rabbon. Rashim Yehoi says that if the Yeres is his Gaia before she is 3 years old, so then she is interested. And Rabbon say that even if she is Gaia before she is 3 years old, she is still a soul. So he says, Uman Doma here is to come at the time, she is a soul. This today, who may be on you? In other words, even though it's home for her, so on the basis of law, we should say that this little girl is a Jewish girl, not in Ochis, so the male is she's not a Jewish. So, but regarding Kuhune, we require two of us. So the quiet world. So the Mele, the Yuxi will be us. The Yuxi will be us. I mean, as a matter of fact, I mean, how about the founding today? So some whole chiles, I mean, it makes good sense. Now, today, if a founding, someone is found in the street, some Mele, especially if it's found in the major cities, you know, like Chicago, New York, or Boston, Los Angeles. So we, there are also two homes, because in every major city in America, so they are the residents of the city, and they are visitors who come in from out of town. So it's like cautious walking. I mean, today, every major city in America has two homes. So in Mele, says two homes. So if, let's say, suppose, you know, I mean, there's a child today, because Rav Yisrael is a child, except in Israel, I mean, because in every other city in Chutzlor, so it's Rav Nochi. But let's say in Israel, let's say in Tel Aviv, so you have, of course, the majority of the residents are Jews, and but in Tel Aviv, you have or any major city in Israel. So we have many visitors every day from other towns. So then he will meet there, let's say, with a little girl who will be found in Yerushalayim, or in Tel Aviv, or in Haifa. So then she should be utterly for him. I mean, I'm not passing any shares, I'm just mentioning. I'm not passing any shares, and I don't want to be quoted. I'm just in discussing the Gemara, as I mentioned, there are some Jews who say, and it makes sense, I mean, I didn't even delve into it yet. So it makes sense that today, let's say in a major city, if a child is found in Tel Aviv, so all residents of Tel Aviv are Israel, and all visitors, every major city today has many visitors from other cities. And the whole visitors to Aviv or Yerushalayim or Haifa also Jews. So maybe she's interested for them. There is a basis to that. But it's all only on a theoretical level. And I don't want to be quoted. Yes?
Maybe cities today might, as one could say, that
would
depend on the neighborhood. I mean,
if
a child.
Okay, alright, so that will involve another child. I don't want to discuss that.
Let's say
a child will be found. Will be found in both towns, let's say today. So the question is, should we consider the role of New York, of Brooklyn, or just of both towns? That will involve another child in what we call it. I don't want to go into it. So that will involve another child.
If the cities of all times may have one market and then towns, now in many markets, but you should be considered
certain. No, I mean certain sections. So let's say a child will be found, let's say, in San Francisco, probably 90% of the residents in San Francisco are Jews, if not 95%. So, but the question is, should we consider the wrong residents of Chicago, which are more Jews, or the wrong residents of San Francisco? So that's the only Machlokes HaShem. That's the only Machlokes HaShem. It's not that has to do with the Shire of God. I don't want to go into it. I mean, but I'm just mentioning. So you want to say, our youths in one, so in other words, if a girl was found in the street, in the city, well, broke, and Israel, so she's a shulikunah. Because my laws of Yuxim is Rabbonim require two homes. But suppose there are two homes, then she should be the daughter. So I just mentioned, it's possible. I'm not passing in any shadow. It's possible that today, in certain situations, they are two. Alright. Ushmuel Omar, Mepatiach Olam Zagal, Bishabot, Hashvilo Bishoy. Now that the Gemara we'll discuss later. Ishtamke, so that's the Gemara's Kashi. So the Kashi is, again, that the Barashi, who he says, our Zagadets, and the Matzah, it's known that the Mishneh, in the case of the Mishneh, when Rabbi Yechamim, he said, so you don't require one role. And Rabkun Barabbe said that was only Rasho. But Chiyabarashi said, no, it's with David, it's with one role. But here, so Rav himself is the same Rav. who say, "Aber Yuchsenloi, that we got a Yuchsenloi to the Mises Likune, we require two marks." So, how can Chia Barabashe say in the name of Rav, how long it's Rabbein see you with one rock, she's Mutter of Kuno, we got a Mises Likuno, we require two marks, and we want to discuss it. So, the more answer is, Stamte, hold the Omer of Yudhara Rav, the creation of Zippora Hamanai. In other words, that the case of the Mishneh, they were two rocks. They were two rocks. Now, let's see how Rashi is going. Ich stammte mit der Bio wie oder mal die Idee, doch ein Name drei Rugal. Doch ein Name drei Rugal. Und Rachon und Baro, der die Oma. Wie schnell der Rach. So, hui hua schoi, so, kashie. So, that was now, the more it comes to the conclusion, not the way the Maxim is soon. So now the more he's saying, that in the case of the Mishneh, the water. So the water. And then, So Rabbi Barashi said, Aloha Yitzhak Rabbeisi, that with two words, she's with everything. And so what does Rabbi Barobe mean when he says, the Vasho Iso? So, Rabbi Barobe, the Oma, the Vasho Iso, the Vosom Trehuba, the Vikoma, the Vasho Iso, and the Vasho Iso, and the Vasho Iso. So that means Rabbi Barobe says, the reason is why Rabbi Echel the Nuri required was such a martyr, and he required two robes, because over there was a special reason for being martyr. But generally, we don't have to be martyr. Even one robe is not. So then, according to Chon Barobe, so there is spirit. Because Rav said in the Yuchsenoi that generally we require two robes. So, man, we must know. So, he was not daring that the case of Rabbi Yuri, that Rabbi Yuri had referenced the case of Trehube. So Chonon Barobe held that Rabbi Yuri passed in the case of one of them. But Chonon Barobe is made that a little emes will require to walk. So the question that arose in his mind, why was Rabbi Chaninuri made here with one walk? So he says, there it was especially Rasha, a special dispensation. But otherwise, we require to walk. So that means that there is no machinery between Rabbi Barash and Chonon Barobe. The machlokes is whether in the case of Rabbi Chaninuri, it was the general din and it was a case of two robes, or it was not a general din, it was a special hirasho. But with my sale, the rates both agree that in order to be Zikune, we require two robes. Right. Now, this is how Rashi explained. Now, let's see the Ramchananu and Ramchat. Let's go over the cases. Period of the Kutrezer. פירי זה קודם כל אחרון ממס ובקרים של סיפיר או ימי ואי הבו אחד רוב ופירי שמיתים זה ואופיר את כל העון ובינון פרי רוב ואי טריטי על ממי זה אחד ורב נחנן הוא פירי זה אחרון ממס מעבו ליוח סומר ויסגר לידי לידי את אחד רוב אבל כושר לפירוש ורב אחרון הוא מתיק שרבי יקרים בניורי יום העתימם ויסגר בחד רוב את כתפור החביר ואי תוריצו תלו זה רב נחנן הוא אקספיין דבורי ורב נחנן הוא ישחילי And what the Gemara says, Omer Rav Rishon Lachis Yavu Yuchsonoi. And Rav Chonon holds that if Nitz of Nino Sharuva Nisroel, so she is even with Teresel Kuna. Because even with Gabi Kuhune, we only require two. According to Rav Chonon Baron. Aber wir sagen, wir sehen, wir sind bekannt worden. Aber wir kosten zu uns, wir haben uns, wir haben uns, wir haben uns, wir haben uns, wir sagen, wir haben uns, wir haben uns, wir haben uns, wir haben uns, wir כמעט, איקר אבו רבו יועפו רבשור נאמי, מאחר איקר אבו רבשור אבו רבשור נאמי. So you must tell us words that Rabbi Chaninuri, either, as I am on where I explain, accords with Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua is mainly that he works, or it accords with everybody, and in the case, but where there is no time is boring, so then, even Rabbi Chaninuri is mainly required to work. So that is only Shire, that is only Shire, if we assume that Rabbi Yechon and Yuri require two of us. But if we assume that Rabbi Chanan required only one more, so then it's hard to push him in the so that cash will remain. So I'm going to push my point to Rabbi Chanan, but I'm going to have more than for a real. No, you understand, you may be happy, I need that, you look slowly, and I'll come along with a mirror, or happy to the real, you understand, man, you must know, you must know. So, right. Umi amar shiyeloche. So now the Gemara assumes Navi amar avoy shalom lachiz avoy yuchzloy. So even in the case of Rebbe Yisrael, so only lachiz said he's to be treated like an Israel. But when yuchzloy, so we have to differentiate. Maybe if it's a bas, so we have to differentiate. Maybe it's a lachiz, unless we have two more. Ushmuy Roma, Lifakila Hol Vizagal. So the more assume that when the Mishne Machshir says in Reb Yisrael, so Loni Sholu Elo Lifakila Hol Vizagal. Lifakila Sagal. In other words, that if there is a gal, we have to be Machal Shabbos, so the Pekuach Nefesh of Yisrael is Yisrael Shabbos. Because Nebuchadnezzar in the Chokhobim is not Yerushalayim Shabbos. So if it's Reb Yisrael, so then Yom Chol Shabbos. So then the implication would be, but suppose it's Metzor and Metzor, so it's not Yerushalayim Shabbos. This is what Shmuel is saying. But on the contrary, Shmuel is saying, Umiyom HaShmuel Hoche, that only by Reb Yisrael Yom Chol Shabbos. I mean, but if it's Metzor and Metzor, Yom Chol Shabbos. Suppose it's Reb Akum, definitely not. But Umiyom HaShmuel Hoche, from Raguzi, from Raguzi, from Raguzi, in Hilchim, the Pukach Nefesh, after Arom, that regarding Chim Shabbos, in Kim Pukach Nefesh, so even if it's really in the Chodim, we don't rely on Rome, we are still in Chal Shabbos. So it's just the antithesis of what Shmuel says here. So there is Elohim, but the Shmuel HaRish, in other words, the Machshim assuming that Shmuel had reference to the same to the case of Reb Yisrael. So the Gemara says, can't you say it? Now, no. Shmuel, when he says, if I hear the dollars, reference to the Reish, what is the Reish in his cause, the case of him Reb Akum? So he's Akum. So he says, Omar Shmuel, a Reish, him Reb Yisrael, Omar Shmuel, if I hear the dollars, any case. The people, if it's really Chodim, so we have to reach it for the meal, and we have a Chal Shabbos. Because in Hilchim, it's a Chodim Shachot. We might hear them say, Omar HaPote, so Imri, Chodim, it's Chodim, my Hilchim say, Omar HaPote, Lachil Yivetz. Lachil Yivetz. So, that means, if it is, because now we say, we're all married with Chodim, so then we are allowed to be Nisabut Yodai Yivetz. Because we rely on both, and we take it for granted that he's an apple. Imre Yisroel, remind him to say, Omar HaPote LaHazor HaBeide. So in other words, because HaBeide Yisroel, we are not willing to be married. HaBeide Sakim, we are not willing to be married. So if it's Reb Yisroel, if it was found in Sikim was Reb Yisroel, so then, when he was an HaBeide, we are not willing to be married. Mechtal Mechtal Yisrael, Lima Yilchese, Lichume. Oma Mishlokish, Minzom, Heichedom. Ine Medinat Chetur Edidot. Litur Edid Eid. Because Aloch is the Mishne Seher Meshe Shenog Adal Edei. Sheer Shel Yisrael Shenog Ashton Sheer Shel Yitchovi. Shechovi. So, Bin Tavu Dulmue is Bot. Sheer Shel Yitchovi. Sheer Shel Yitchovi. שנוגח בשיר של ישראל אפילו מוי חוד מותר is משל מלשון. You know, explains why it is that way. So the Gemara said, ומה היא הוכסה? נחת אומרת ישראל מה היא הוכסה? אומר בשלוקיץ', אומר בשלוקיץ', ונזוק, היכה זה, הנה מדינת חתור הדידות, ריתור הדידאי, in other words, the king was found in the city where it's נחת אומרת. And then when he grew up, so he shared God our share, in his royal share. And the question is he? So the Nakhatura Didot, I mean our share, even if Nakhatura Didot, a share of Israel. God, his share. So the question is he in Israel? Some Melech, if he's in Israel, so he has to be the share of Mazik. The owner of the share of Mazik has to pay. Or he's an apple of some Melech, he's caught. In after 2 days on, return the day. Later, so that's why the Mishneh Mashiach says that in Lev Yisrael, so Mechzor Mechzor, so is Yisrael. So that means he has to pay. That we have to pay. If our share is Yisrael's share of gold, his share. So the Yisrael has to pay. Why? If his share was the Geah, our Israel share. Now, so if he is an Akron, then he has to pay an Eric Shalom. If he's in Israel, he has to pay a Hotzimah. So, Tao Gibi Shalom and Moshe. The Eid of Tao Gibi, so it's Mechzor Mechzor. So we say that he has a Din of Israel because he can say, this Zofik Akron, Zofik Israel, can say to the Israel, the Mazik, the owner of the Shema Mazik, I said, I, you love the Israel, I know, you want to be Mazik, for me, the other half. And the basis of Sheo Shel Akum, Sheo Kashis of Israel. How do you know that I'm in Akum? Maybe I am in Israel. If you prove that I'm in Akum, then you'll be able to collect the other half. Oh, but I said, I love Israel, I know, but I We need to have a shaking up when we come to fact and we come back out. When my look has given the machine and father sat down, I'm allowing to come in with home, you know, my look has a hot chili coffee. Lachin will be a dad, the coach is we are zero, we are the ones up. The house will have been the bushy. The tea we have the soil at the rebel. They don't have one, I'm not going to have been there, we are going. Oh, my cousin came here, we must say, so what is that mayor? She is for the coffee, she was on the soil. We never leave a shame so yet. Mechzor Mechzor Yisroel Mayukhazel Arba Adeidon Motesamen Vinkin Mayukhazel Tolkien Umadoy Linzokin Dignam Vokal Shesho Yisroel Shodash 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 Yisroel Vintambim Uwe Nisham 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 Uwe Now, Friday I'll discuss all the knowing, I mean, the Rambam in the Shabbos, but I just want to discuss for a few minutes one that is near to this Gemara. Now, from this Gemara, as well as from the Gemara in Yule, so it definitely appears that the Pikrach Nefesh of an Akum is not in the Shabbos. Because if the Pikrach Nefesh of an Akum would be there for Shabbos, So we see from this Gemara and from the Mishneh Yume, the Sofik Akum, Sofik Israel, so the Fakir of Zakar. The implication being that if it's Father Akum, so any Fakir of Zakar. So we see from these Gemara that Grach Nefesh of an Akum is not the Hashem. Now, so we could say that the whole Aloha, that the Kwach Nefesh is Deyche, does not apply to Benet. But we see, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says the counter, that regarding the soil, so there are three Aveiros, for which one is Mechuyev to be Nisan Nefesh Yisrael. I've resolved your Raisha Kedomi. But the Gemara has an Abayu, the Gemara has an Abayu whether Beniach is Mishul Al-Kimish Hashem or not. It is not, and the Maskon of the Gemara is, certainly the Tzine, that the Bnei'ach is not Mitzvah Al-Kimish Hashem. So if the Bnei'ach, if he is forced, let's say if the Bnei'ach is a teacher who is Zoya in the Zion of the Bnei'ach, and then he is coming, he takes it, so forces him to worship idols, if not he'll kill him. So if the pagan forces Jew to worship idols, so then he has to misleverage himself. But the Bnei'ach does not have to misleverage himself, and this is what Elisha Novi told Naaman, when Naaman asked him, when the Melech bows down to the idols, So, am I allowed to bow down together with the Elimelech? Because otherwise my life will be in danger. So Elisha told Naaman that he can do it. Because only in Israel is Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. But a Meleach is not Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. So of course you can say, I also understand that you say it makes a difference between the same Meleach being gained there and his Yisurin in order to save his life, or for a Jew to be a there and the Jew's Yisurin in order to save the life of the Meleach. But that's no terrence, because insofar as the Prachnefesh of Yisrael is concerned, which is used from the Pasuk of the high band, the Reish Yom's band, so it doesn't make any difference whether he himself has to be Mechal Shabbos in order to save his life, or one has to be Mechal Shabbos in order to save somebody else's life. So one of Shachim, the Aloche of the high band applies to the Neyach. So it should imply that not only the Neyach himself, is allowed to be Iver HaMitzurim, but another Neyach, and even Yisroel, should be allowed to be Iver HaMitzurim in order to save the life of it. Now, the Rav Amir in Yume, I forgot to bring it, the Rav Amir in Yume, so he says that this Aloha, that the Mishnah in Yume implies, and the Gemara says here, the Meir in Yisroel doesn't say anything, but in Yume he says, so that Rav Nefesh of Anakim is not Eiche, so the Mishnah, the Gemara has reference to an Eivet Chogim, to a Goy, who is an Eivet Lilim, and who is Eiver, and the other Zayins in the Neyach. So there is Aloche, and Eivet Neyach Hiroshi, who is Eiver, who is Hiroshi in the Averes, in the Zayins in the Neyach. So there is Aloche, the Mayor of the Lilim. So the Neyach is also to be Matzil then. Unless, even the Mesachel is also to be Matzil, Anakim Hiroshi. So, because of Rizikonim, because of the Mayim Lumeridim. Rakum the Mayim Lumedako, Loy Mayim Lumeridim. So, Mele, the Pekach Nefesh is not there. But if he's a girl who is not in the Razayim's Lumea, if he's a Gatesha, not only if he's a Gatesha, the real Gatesha, who has Mikabe of the Fishlation, as long as he's not a Roshi, that's how it's mashma from the Roshim of the Rav Amir. As long as he is not a Nakum Roshi, in respect to whom the Aloche of the Mayim and the Reading applies, so mainly we allow him to be Mechal Shabbos. From the Roshim of the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvos, in the Aksod of the Rambam, so it's mashma that Ruach Nefesh of the Yatesha, that means the Gneach, which the Kayim Zayim's in the Gneach, is Eich Shabbos. It's mashma from that Roshim. That he has the Rambam at the end, so he has a number of mitzvahs that is masik and Rambam, why the Rambam was masked. So one of the mitzvahs is Chayochichimoch, and here we say Shavichimoch. So he says, Vihu Bohem, Pikwach Nefesh Eliches Hashabbos. And from the Roshan of the Rambam, it's at the end of the mitzvahs, it's masked, he says, the Roshan, Vihu Bohem, that even the Gabigatation. So the Pekach Nefesh of Yotensho is the Hashem. So anyway, so we see from the Ramban Shite, the Ramir Shite, that the Aloche of the Chayvayim is not limited only to Israel. It applies to a Bneach also. Takes us in Sanhedrin, Shite is to the country. Gemara in Sanhedrin, the final of the base, has an abaye, the Neach in Tzuvah Kiddush Hashem, or in Tzuvah Kiddush Hashem. So Rashi, Tesis, as the Kashi, Vim Tema, Vo Rechaiwem Vim Yisroel Ksi, Va Afilu Yisroel Oem Yochuyem Vim Seratzni, Afilu Bitzine Yuhoy Dechsi Rechaiwem, Tesis, as the Kashi, How can there be Yisrael Gedai, that the Bileach is not in Tzuvah Kiddush Hashem? And the Baskon of Gemara is that he is not in Tzuvah. That the Bneach, if an Akum, a pagan, will force a Bneach in a patient to be in the Zore, otherwise he'll kill him, so he doesn't have to be in the election. And Israel has to. So why should he be allowed to be in the Zore? Suppose in Israel, If the Kosovo of the high plane had not been mentioned, so he would be the Mishonefesh himself for the Israel. But there is a Gzirasakoso. But the Gzirasakoso of the high plane applies to the Neah. It's not memory Israel. So the Neah is Hamsal. It applies to Israel. It's not memory of the Neah. So the Neah is what kind of Israel is. And the Gemara says in the Maskone that it is not the Mishonefesh. So this is the character of Yishlema, the Yomel Yitzel of the Chayvel, and the Kehichel, the Lenil of Shom Yitzel, the Ritzeach, the Nara, and the Rosso, the Afilu, the Tzile, the Yorim, and the Yavel, and the Kula. So it says, where is this in the Kashi of Yom? That we die with the Zakosol of the Chayvel. So in Israel, if he would be forced to be Mechal Shabbos, otherwise he would be killed. So he would have to be Mitzel Nefesh Yitzel. So this says no. Without the Zakosol of the Chayvel, and Yisroel wouldn't have to be Mishonefesh himself, not to be Mechal Shabbos. He would still be Mechal. The question is, so, but, if there wasn't, Ella, do we need to have a Chayba and Okecha, do we need to have Shom Mitzvahs, do we need to have Naram Rosso, that we need to have a Yavir, we call out. So it's a big Chiddush. So the question is, on what basis, even without it, there is a whole sugya in human. How do we know that the question is in the Hashem? Oh, so one man don't learn it out from Mule, one man don't learn it out from Abede, one man don't learn it out from Achteres. And then at the end, the Gemara says, the Chayba and Moshe on the way. And that the Dia given it all. Because that implies even Sophic to Rach Nefesh is there. So, Jesus says, even without Israel as a Kosovo. So, in Israel will be allowed to be in Chal Shabbos in order to save his life. On what basis? So I heard from my father that what basis means is on the basis of onus. There is a law of onus kachmona tamre. And many mishayim hold there are some mishayim say onus is only a ptur of onus, but onus is not a heter and a maizaber. Onus is not the yichad yisya. Onus is a ptur of onus. We cannot be managed, but it's not a matter. Mashayim king, there are some mishayim who say that onus is not only to if it's a bonus go. So it's not only to a bunch, but it's a matter of the Israel also. If it's anonymous, Ein Lanaro, Chayt Mishpat Moves, Kashiyoko Misha Lehi Wotzoch Hekina Dobra Zeh. So that implies that anonymous does not even have Ishem Chayt. It's not even a Chikaz in our anonymous, so it's anonymous go. So in Meila, it's not only to a bunch, it's a matter, it's Deichad Yisya, it's matter of Yisya. So the name of the case is that onus is matter of Elisa, is Deichad Elisa. So even without the Chalvay, so one would be mutter to be in Chal Shabbos, even without the Chalvay, because on the basis of onus. But Teis Hashitin is that the Aloch of the Chayvel doesn't apply to them. He says so. We use one now the Rav Amir Shiteh and the Ramban Shiteh is the counter. As a matter of fact, Teis Shiteh is a little puzzle. Not that it's difficult, it's not difficult. But Teis says that the Nitema of the Chayvel and the Yisroel exist. But in Yisroel, in the Holy Ghost, that's me. You will see the Chayvel. And the Chayvel is mentioned regarding Yisroel, not regarding the Neah. Is that so? I mean, it's not so. There is a price in Sanhedrin, in Bobakame, in Abizore, Omer of Neah, in Nain, Shafir, in Yehovin, the Isik, the Tero, Shenema, Shahiru, Kitin, Bobo, Shenema, Ashayasir, is the Ode of the Chayvel. This was it. Asher Yaseh lo Yisrei Kehami Nevi'im V'Yisroel Loyer El Asher Yaseh lo Yisro Odom V'Chayvay Mikam Shafim V'Chovim Sheitzik V'Tiro Arayim Bo. So Yimor has the Kashe, but Akim Shosim V'Tiro is Chayim Mise. So Yimor has said it B'Shem V'Mitzim Doi. Anyway, the Meir says in so many words that the Posik of Asher Yaseh lo V'Chayvay has reference even to Nakum that is involved in Shem V'Mitzim. So we see that the process of the Chayvel is not limited only to Israel. So that's a Kashi against Israel. So we can give it to Israel. So I think the Mashor is a Kashi against Israel. I think so. But we can give it to Israel. In other words, there is the Pshutish on the Chayvel. Asher Yaseh is on the Chayvel. So the Kiddush on Mikvah is not dealing with the Halacha of Pikuach Nefesh. Hashem Yatzeh when you're on the Chayim and the Nadoi Sefi gets Chal, Beir Mazeh, Beir Mabo. So the Kiddush on Mikvah, Hashem Yatzeh on the Chayim, applies to everybody. Even Ibn Eila. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda says from this passage that Akum Benisi Bekeiro Bishalam Mitzvah Goleh Yareh Yikim God. But then the Drash, the Chayim and the Shiyom is there, that applies only to them. We can say that, but why should we say that? It's a little puzzling as to why Tesis took it for granted. But the Rabbanim Shite and the Rambam Shite is very reasonable. Very reasonable. The contrary, I mean, I would say the same thing if Hashemi didn't discuss it. But it's a Machlokes Hashemi. So anyway, now, so according to Tesis, there is a Shalai, I think, Rabbi Leia discussed it. Suppose Ibn Eyach is sick. He's a chiddush in his opponent, and the doctor say that he has to eat a yom l'chaim. That's his refuah, that's his medicine. Ibn Eyach is muzer al yom l'chaim. Is Ibn Eyach allowed to eat a yom l'chaim? This is discussed by a friend. According to the Rav Amiri and the Rambam, the halacha of the chayim b'hem, the halacha of the chayim b'hem applies to Ibn Eyach also. But the Mishnah, you know, it says, Sofik Akum, Sofik Yisroel, the Pachim, or the Zagal. But the mashmoy, the implication being that if it's a Vada Yaakov, so it's not the Pachim Zagal, so the Rambam and the Rav Amiri, I mean, the Rav Amiri says so, and the Rambam will say the same thing, that is reference to an Akum Yeroshe, who is a Ranzai Yisroel, Ibn Eyach, so even the Chayim, we are not allowed to be Matzorim. When we're reading. So anyway, how can we be the Chal Shabbos in the Chayim? We are not allowed to matter. But let's say an Akum is not in the Ranzai Yisroel. Even if he is a David Abizor, but if he is, let's say, a David Abizor because he was raised that way, like in the Chodesh of the Chutz Lorenz, so Rabbi Abizor, El Mina Gamisei Yedeya, so we are required to be matzah such an Akum. Since there is a Chuvah in Shulis Yavetz, Rabbi Ashefendin, and the Chuvah Skadwaz, he says the same thing, and it's mashma from the Gemara in Gioe, according to the Marshal's Pshat, that if, and in the Chuvah, when we say the Maimon will read in the Eved Abizore, and the Neyach Eved Abizore, only if he was raised not as an Eved Abizore, and then he became an Eved Abizore. But Akim Shem Chutz Loretz, Lav Eved Abizore, El Mina Gabiseyem, the Yodeyem, so just as in Israel, the Mishan Yishbo has a din of an onus, so an Akim is the Mishan Yishbo, all by the din of an onus. An Akim is not to be a Mishan Yishbo, by his own parents. So in Neyach, because the Nisya, of the mind of the living, of being matter of recording, depends upon the Shemboh Shemboh. So the Chumash Hadma said and some melee, so we can do the Chal Shabbos also. So according to Rav Amir in Rambam, the Dalach of the Chayvei applies to the Neyach also. Some melee, certainly, if it's a Neyach, will be a Chilish in Mr. Conan, the doctor will say, yes, the Indian of the Chay, so of course it'll be allowed. But according to Tesis, that the Chayvei is with Israel and will work the Neyach, and the reason is why the Neyach is not the Chilish in Mr. Nefesh himself, even for Rav Yisrael, and that's because of Onus. So then we can still have, we discussed at the beginning of Sukkot. So according to the Rambam Shite, when it's one comes through as an Onus, if there is a Maisei, But if there is no man saying this, but he can save himself by doing this certain avere, so then and he's not alone, there's a shita de counter. So if we say like the Rambam, that onus means only when there is a man saying this, so only when a Beneach is forced to eat the Chai, or to be in the Abizor, then we can apply the Aloha from Trafne Patre. But if he's a Chayre, there is no man saying this, and he wants to save himself, then he's also. Now, the Rambam Shite is also like this. The Rambam Shite. Because the Rambam, The Rambam says, in the Rambam Shite, the Rambam Shite, in the Yalvinus and the Hodim of Azoris Bishatis, Bafilo Bisha, Ben Heshishin Leibo, the Afro Pishem Shomchil. That's because of the Alochel of the Mayan Rumeri. אבל ביהודי הסבנגלת פשו, לפני שום ניסוי להכניסי, בחינות, ונחלים עולה את השבת. Now, so the Magnishe, so he said, אבל ביהודי הסבנגלת פשו, בחינות, זה פשוט שער, ניסוי להכניסי. And on the other halachah, the Rambam says, ונחלים עולה את השבת, זה מגנישה לבטל. And that's a cloud. Whenever the Magnishe, doesn't say anything, and the Mokavaram means that the Magnishne, I mean, did not know of the Mokav of the Rambam. I mean, otherwise, he would mention. Why? Because the reason is why the Magnishne doesn't mention any Mokav, because that's not such another portion. Because that's telling the child as to whether the Chayvayim applies to the Neach also or not. So the Rambam Shitti is like cases, that the Chayvayim applies only to Israel. Even though the Pshidish on Mikho of Akum Beis Bethila Reikik in Godwin does apply to the Neach. That's the Pshidish on Mikho, but the Roshi, the other Alokhe that is deduced from this process, the Chayvayim Roshi on Mikhoel, that applies only to Israel. So the Rambam Shitti is like this. And then, anyone who says that according to the Rambam, so the Halacha discriminates against the Goy, even against the Gafeshah, against Chassidus Eilam, will be talking nonsense. Because according to the Rambam, he says, so not only a Yisrael is not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for the Ruach Nefesh of the Goy or even of the Gafeshah. Suppose a Yisrael is the Chiyosh Yisrael, and another, and he needs a certain medicine. Impossible to get the medicine, only if you steal the medicine. It's impossible. The drug is in the same Israel, you will not feed the medicine. And the only way to be matzah in Israel is by stealing or gathering the medicine. Gathering. So of course, it's a big mitzvah. To steal, to be matzah, never shachas in Israel. Suppose, according to the Rambam, suppose a good, now, the Leach is with our devil or maybe, and there is an Israel. I mean, the Chofetz Chaim himself, the Chiddush is disappointed. And he needs that medicine. And the only one who can steal the medicine is the Beleach. And the Beleach will come and ask the child, am I allowed to steal the medicine in order to save the life of the Chofetz Chaim? So according to the Rambam, the answer would be no. If Yisroel has the Shavle, am I allowed to steal? Of course, he's not allowed to steal, because the Chayim is young there. But a Beleach, so it's not only that the Yisroel is not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in order to save the life of the Gevashah. A Beleach is not allowed to steal or to do any of these things on which he's Muzer in order to save the life of a Jew in order to have a child. So it has nothing to do with, it's Yishai and Alor. I mean, those who are ignorant, so everything is a question of being liberal or not liberal. It's not Yishai of being liberal or not being liberal, it's Yishai and Alor, whether the Alor of the Chayvei Rishiyom Israel applies to the Ne'achonah. Now, he says, I want to show you something, and it's a big tell as to why the Mishneh Brura in Yilche Shabbos does not mention it. Now, take the Gemara in Navizor. Mishnah Lizora says, "Bas Yisroel et Yaled is Beres Chodim." Means if Yaled is Ben Lad is Chodim. That's the halacha from Ma'ariv and Rishonim. It's the same halacha. We got the Ben Lad Lizora. So, Avol is Chodim, Yaled is Bas Yisroel. So then, Gemara says, "Yehudis, Yaled is Beres Chodim, Yischar, Avol lo Bechinim. Bechinim not because of Beres Chodim. Because of Beres Chodim." That applies to the Nakum Roshi. Omar Abyei says, Bishar Shor and Shnei. So Bechinom, even the Mizachel, a Meyaledes Yisraelis, is not allowed to be Meyaledes in the Mizachot in Bechinom. Because Bechinom, so she, there won't be any, but Bishar is there. If she offers compensation, so then there'll be no will. So Meyaledes, there is no Rizachonim in case of Eid. בישחר שורם שלהם. סובר הגייסף ונאמר, ומודי לסיכון בישפסר בישחר שורם שלהם. So Rabbit at first told that if let's say in Mialedis in the Tikhot is asked to deliver a baby to live in Tikhot, in Mialedis is what is asked on Shabbos to deliver a baby to a Tikhot and is postponed, so then if the Israelis will refuse, so there will be a will, is allowed to deliver. No, there is a way to avoid it. Yechelo l'meimalo, didon dimitra l'shapse, michalina l'alaye, didchutu dimitra l'shapse, lo yichalina. Sabaya says, there is a way to avoid it. She can tell the nochis, for us, who observe Shabbos, so we are mechal Shabbos, how of Shabbos achat, kereish mishma Shabbos itzal. But for you, who don't observe Shabbos, so we have no heta, we cannot do it. So, that will be accepted. So Rabbi says that is an acceptable answer. All right. For the Chodim in those days, it was an acceptable answer. Today, it will probably not be an acceptable answer. So Rabbi is only saying that the reason is why it's ourselves to deliver a baby to the Chodim is hard, because there is no way. There is a way to avoid the resentment. But suppose there is no way, so then Rabbi is also made. How can we be happy on Shabbos because of Abel? And he said, Rabbanon, we can be happy because of Abel. But on Shabbos, the right said, because of Abel, how can we be happy? Stay there in Rabbi Yitzchak, the Sovetaita, the Shore, the Rabbi, the Nami, the Shami, the Rekeivo, Mashma, the Rekeivo, Shore, the Rekeivo, the Mishmeivo, New Zedis, the Israel, the right said, the Amin, the Rishmei, the Shotzi, the Shikyode, the Rekeivo, the Tio, the Uga, the Rekeivo, the Rekeivo, the Rekeivo, the Rekeivo, the Rekeivo, so how does Rabbi Yitzchak say you should make boy allowed in Chal Shabbos? So he says, Yeh Shleima Adehochem in Yishemes Al Amishbo, Sheh Bonek Awotzes, In Nami Kibu Mikol Lechodosho, Posku Gidu. So he says, mentions a bit Chiddush, that when the woman is already in labor, and then when a doctor or a nurse cuts off the umbilical cord, if the woman is already in labor, so then there is no Melachat Raisa, there is only Melachat Rabbi. So that instance is mentioned as Mokia by all the possible. That one is allowing Mishmeibo to be in there any Misadrama. But not the Misadrama, unless there is the Kachnefesh Manus. But if there is no Kachnefesh, it's just a question of your will. So a Misadrama we are allowed to be in there, and Misadrama we are not allowed to be in there. Now, so here Rabbi Yitzchak says it's Mutia because we are dealing with a woman who is already in labor. There are some Rishonim who hold that even when a woman is already in labor, and if you cut off the, if you cut the umbilical cord, it also involves Mitzrayim. All right. So then this is Kashi will remain outstanding. But from the Chiddush of the Yenyan Sanhedrin in the Sugya of Yoyim Oyadeh, it's Mashma. And if you go, I was looking for the Yenyan here, couldn't find it. And my Rabbi Yehuda also got lost. I don't know, I put it here and it got lost. I can't find it. But the Chiddush Rabbi Yehuda and Sanhedrin, and the Sugya of Yehoyim Oyadeh, it's Mashma, because Jesus says here that Mishmeivo, we are allowed to be Yahweh even with the Chavim, only if it involves in Israel Rabbanon. But if it involves in Lochad Rai, say not. From Rabbi Yehuda and Sanhedrin, it's Mashma, that even if it involves in Lochad Rai, say, so Mishmeivo, we are allowed, Bimokinevo, it's Mutter. The reversal is Bimok. It's a little obscure, that Rabbi Yehuda. But when you go over that Rabbi Yehuda carefully, so you see that he has reference to this Gemara in Rabbi Zore, and according to him, even in Lochad Rai, say, it's Mutter Bimokinevo. When Rabbi Yehuda said, Mishmeivo Mutter, even when it involves in Lochad Rai, because he is able to not be collected good, because he is able to collect. Not evil. So obviously, the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is like sheet of the Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha of the Chayvehem applies to the Neachos. Applies to the Neachos. And there is a text there. And it applies to the Neach also. So in any way, if it applies to the Neach, the halacha that the Kach Nefesh is Deiche is not based upon the mitzvah of the Chayvehem. One could say that the halacha is based upon the mitzvah of Kach Nefesh, of Atzolah. There is a mitzvah to be matzah. But suppose someone, let's say he's a Jew, but there is no mitzvah of being a matzah. So his Tukach Nefesh would not be there. So there is a raya from Rashi, from the Ramah, in Sanhedrin, and from Tetzes, in Nidia, Tetzes, in Nidia, he mentions in Bidya Kedesh, that the deal that Tukach Nefesh is there for Atene Kule is not based upon the mitzvah of Atzom. Because the more in Sanhedrin says, Tone Rabbon, the five days on days. Domin loy, ben bichayu ben bishabbos. Eli domin, ben bichayu ben bishabbos. Ben bichayu ben bishabbos. So, in other words, we learn now, bishloy me eli domin, ben bichayu ben bishabbos, that implies a ganet habod machderes, that is bought with poshes. So, because even mind that not remaining. So the Balabais is allowed to kill him, so he's allowed to kill him in one shot. But then the other person, if Zohar Vashemesh, Yeshli Domi. Yeshli Domi. Domi way. So he's not allowed to kill him. Yeshli Domi. So also, there is a cause of Domi Loi. Loshin Rabbi. Ben Yechil Ben Yishal. So the question is, why does the Torah have to tell us, especially there's a cause of that in Zohar Vashemesh? So not only the Shabbos Mivoy, why do we need a special Dota Kosovo? Omar Abshinches, we need Sriche, Elo Vitakea, all of the Sakat. It's a Kosovo for Domin Way, for Shabbat, being the Hail in Shabbos implies that if it's all for Lashemesh, so he's not a lady, just a guy, not a lady. So, not only we're not allowed to kill him, but if he's both machters and Shabbos, and he's also Lashemesh, and in the course of the machters, so if Hayav Avon fell on him, and the Baal Bayi says to be Mechal Shabbos, in order to save him, so he has to save him too. Mifakhino, in Kisho Yechefi, no falagal mifakhino, Heichel will go out with skinny poshes. Avo, so Rashi says, Avo will go out with skinny poshes. Suppose it's not Zohar Vashemesh. It's not Zohar Vashemesh. He's allowed to kill him. And suppose, in the course of the bomb matter of the attempt to break in, so a pile of stones falls on him. And in the Shabbos, so Rashi says, he's not allowed to call Shabbos to be maximum. Kid in Italy, Hoge, the way I saw it, Gambek Teru, Mishastir. So Rashi says, if he's a Gambek that we are allowed to kill, suppose a pile of stones falls on him, and Ichabes, and the Balabais is a very good natured person, even though he's allowed to kill him, but Tawahi, it's not a thing to kill him, because it's not like a regular lady. So if he doesn't kill the lady, if he's in Rusam Lomunacho, Misochisinecho, Katisho Escapo. But in Makkanit Machteres, even though he has a deal of it, why? Because in case the Malabais will oppose, will try to stop the theft, then the Gamet is ready to kill. But suppose the Malabais will tell the Gamet, listen, I love you, take everything I have, then the Gamet will not kill him. So in Melech, that's why the Rambam says that Gareth Habon Machteres is only Rishus. Why not a Chayim? Because why should there be a Chayim? Why should there be a Chayim? If the Balabais is good natured and he's willing to let the Gareth take all his money, so then Tobi will walk up. But if the Balabais is not good natured and he wants to defend himself, so then he has a head there, he's not a Mitzaya. He has a head there leading to kill him. It's not the nicest thing in the world for the Balabais to kill the Gamet. It is a nice thing if there is no other alternative. But in the case where there is another alternative, he can give him all his property and avoid killing him, so that's the ideal thing. But he's not going to say, Eli Domin, all the Torah says, Eli Domin. He's not going to say, not that he's a nice person, he's a tzaddik, he's a chassid, he's not a tzaddik, he's not a chassid. But why? Because he can save his own life and the life of the Gamet by simply letting the Gamet take away. So it's only an issue. So Rashi, Esti Kashi, suppose the Balabais wants to save the life of the Gan, it's Shabbos, but he has to be Mechal Shabbos, he's still not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Why not? So Rashi says, because since he has a Keter Arige, so he's a Gabbard Taylor. Yes, Pikach Nefesh of the Gabbard Taylor, who I believe is considered as a Gabbard Taylor. So his Pikach Nefesh is not the Shabbos. Why does Rashi? So someone asks the Kashi of Rashi, why does Rashi have to resort to the time of Gabbard Taylor? Gabbard Taylor. So he should not be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, because there is no mitzvah Matzor. He's allowed to kill the Gabbard. How is there a mitzvah Matzor if he's allowed to kill? The answer is, from Rashi it appears that the halacha of the Chayben Roshion Ben is not based upon the mitzvah Matzor, even if there is no mitzvah Matzor. But Pikach Nefesh is there. Even if he's someone that I am not mechuyev to be Matzor. So, even if it's someone that, but the business why he's not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save the life of the Gamel, because there is a Heter Arige, so he has a din of the Gamel Tehle. So, the mirror seems he has a din of the Gamel Tehle. So, there is no Pikach Nefesh because he's already Gamel Tehle. But suppose someone who we have no Heter to kill, and not the Gamel Tehle, so then, his Pikach Nefesh is there. He says that the Dalek needed. So Tesei Shita is not like Rambam. And Tesei Shita is that if there is no Yisrael Tzicha in killing the Nuga, in killing the Nuga. So Tesei says the Kashi, because it's not in the Nefesh. So Tesei says the Kashi, the Morim Yerachim says that if a woman was in labor and then she died in labor, so then Mivin Sakin Derechesh Sarabi, Vichetchin is Kreiso, Unitzin is Ablad. Maybe the blood will still be alive. Who's still alive. So how if he's not in Efesh and there is no Yisrael Tziche, why should and the mother is already is dead, so why should he be allowed to Mechal Shabbos? So Tesa says, Pikach Nefesh is Deiche, even of someone that's Mutok Lohom. So in other words, of course, if Tesa Shita means that a Yisrael is not in Efesh, the Rambam Shita is the counter. So according to the Rambam, there is a Chiyuv Latzol Lohom, so if he's someone that I'm Achal or Yisrael. But according to Tesis, Nide is not a Nefesh. There is no Chiyuv Matzoreh, and there is not even a Nisa Ritzicha. Still, the Pikach Nefesh of Nubea, Tesis says, is Deich HaShabbos. So we see from Tesis and from Rashi that the Halacha that Pikach Nefesh is Deich. Kol HaTerei Kolei is not based upon the Chiyuv Matzoreh. Even a Ganet, who Bob Machteres, if not for the Halacha that he is a Gabbai Taylor, so he speaks. So the Balabayis would be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in order to say it. And Tesis says the Pikach Nefesh of the Nuga, even though there is no Yisrael Tzicha, certainly no Chiyuv Latzor. So it's Deich HaShabbos. It's a special halacha that Pikach Nefesh, even of the Nuga, according to Tesis, who is not a Nefesh, but he is a potential Nefesh. So it's Deich HaShabbos. So Mele, the Shikha of Rabbi Yehuda is that even a Nakum Roshi, whom we are not allowed to do much because of this economy, because of the Awahe, of the Mayan, the Levite, the Yudhi, the Mesachet. But the Moki Meivo, there is no Isaiah. If there is no Isaiah, we are allowed to do Mechal Shabbos. But the Mishnah says, something happens, something is royal, is the fact, but Vada Yakum, any fact, because according to the Halamir, he deals with Akum Moshe, he deals with Akum Moshe, and if there is no Evo, if there is no Evo, so of course, even the Chayim are not allowed. So certainly, we're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. But where there is Evo, so maybe there is no Yisra of Atzore, if there is no Yisra of Atzore, so the Pukach Nefesh is not only obligation, according to Halamir. Even of the Nakum is Deich HaShabbos, because of the Aloche of the Chalpoed Rishon. So, but Tesis in Amizore, he says that when Rabbi Yosef said the Mokimeivo, it's Mutter to be Yahweh, because he doesn't involve the Aloche of Chalpoed, because Tesis Shite means like Rambam, that the Aloche of the Chalpoed doesn't apply to the Neah, it's only in Israel Demo. So of course, Evo cannot be Deich HaShabbos. Evo cannot be Deich Shabbos unless the Evo is such an extent. I mean, today, so it would be Mutter, according to the Rambam, for a doctor to be Mechal Shabbos. Because if a doctor, and Rabbi Shimon should pass it like that, if a doctor will be neglectful in doing everything, even on Shabbos, to save the life of the goy, So it will be protected by Nefesh of not of one Jew, but it will be protected by Nefesh of many Jews. So it's not because of any more soul. So it's because it's B'Gach Nefesh Mamesh. But if it doesn't involve B'Gach Nefesh, just Evo cannot be there in Israel. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda said, men, even the Mokin Evo, it's Mutter, even the Lord Rai said, because Rabbi Yehuda, she thinks it's like the Rabbaniri and the Rambam, that the Aloha of the Haidem applies in the Beneach. Beneach. And if it applies to Beneach, so it can apply even to the Mikhovi. But if it's a Mikhovi, it's even a Dainus in the Beneach, and there is no Evo, so I am not allowed to be matzah in the Mizachel. How can it be there a Shabbos? But if there is Evo, so then there is no Israel to my living of Mizachonim. So then we are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos also. So that's the Machal Shabbos. Anyway, on Friday, if you didn't go over the Sugi in Yumen, by the Hilchim of Tnef Shacharon, and with Rambam, and Mishni mentions, the Shuv is Rambam, a very difficult, complicated Rambam, and it's and there is a Reb Chaim, not the Sefer. I mean, it's an important thing in Kabbalah. I mean, that's
what?
What?
Is it important to
the Kabbalah? What? If you don't know the Kabbalah,
yeah.
So things he says, why? I mean, he says it's very difficult. But things he says, the reason is why we need the Chaim. That we shouldn't learn out of the Zohar, that one has to be misalekish himself for all of us.
Oh, but by Goy Ramon?
Yeah, by Goy Ramon.
And the Heavenly Fashion of God as well?
What?
Heavenly Fashion.
It can be made.
And for God,
this is something in the process. This is something in the process. We might say it can be made, because there is no doubt that he is paid. Of course, a doctor should not work in the hospital. Because in the hospital, the doctor works in the hospital, he is bound to be the Chal Shabbos, even in a case where there is no doctor. Because he can't decide.
He's in a place with a man.
Yeah, right. So now, okay. So even according to the Rambam, we might say it's in there because of the doctor. Today, in today's times, it is the doctor. The Chalisha Parish can go to Chuba and he says, me and the Bible are like, it's high, you are Mishnah Bure. He writes in Mishnah Bure and Shabbos that some doctors are Mishnah Bure for Shabbos when they are Mishnah Shabbos for a week home. So there's a Mishnah Bure that writes that it's a power against the Mishnah Bure because there is no doubt that if a doctor will hesitate in Mishnah Shabbos, so then it will involve the Kvach Nefesh of Israel. And he certainly writes that. Today's times, if a Jewish doctor will not do his utmost, so that will affect the Kvach Nefesh of thousands of Jews all over the world.